Hello and welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warble, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems. Thanks for pressing play and for sharing a few minutes of your busy day with us. Now, before we bring on today's guest, I'd like to take a moment to share that Engineered Systems 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest is now open. We here at Engineered Systems are on a mission to showcase and honor the industry's leading ladies, and for the third consecutive year, we're excited to do that through this contest. For more information, visit bit.ly/ES20Women, and that's ES20Women all in caps. Now today I'm speaking with Michael Frank, Vice President of Design and Engineering at McKinstry, who will discuss the firm's Return with Confidence service. Michael, welcome to the podcast. If you could, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello, thanks for having me. So yeah, my name is Michael Frank. I'm Vice President of Engineering at McKinstry. We are a design, build, operate, maintain organization with offices nationwide, and I lead a team of about 100 engineers, mechanical, electrical, piping, plumbing, structural, kind of you name it. We design it in terms of the built environment.
Wow. And strange times right now plague our country as we're several months deep into this COVID-19 pandemic. Can you update us on how McKinstry is handling this pandemic? Is the firm running at full strength, or do you have engineers that are still working from home? How are you guys handling things?
Yeah, it is certainly a strange time. And overall, we're handling the pandemic really well. Our leadership team reacted really quickly. We formed a task force, making decisions to keep our employees safe, including being one of the first companies to require our people to work from home and restricting business travel. We saw some of our job sites shut down very early on, although we're also working on what are considered some essential projects by our local and government agencies. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we are ramped up almost to full capacity on the construction side. From an engineering side, we are allowing everybody to work from home basically as long as they want. We want to make sure that they feel comfortable before they come back to the office, although we have begun a phased voluntary return to the workplace.
Okay.
And, our workplace is actually trying to act like a job site. So we've got safety tool talks on a weekly basis. We've got captains. We're requiring, physical distancing, face coverings, and a lot of sanitary practices. So, we're anticipating, that most of our employees will continue to work from home for quite some time.
Great. Now, as America continues its quest to reopen, McKinstry has introduced a program titled Return with Confidence. Now, this service is designed to help prepare buildings for a safe reopening. Can you give us some background on this service?
Yeah, absolutely. This is, as I mentioned earlier, an unprecedented time for a lot of our clients, and many of them had to work really quickly to shut down their systems and buildings, and they potentially have been sitting empty or unoccupied, or at least in very low use for up to several months now. And a lot of our customers have never had to restart their systems before, right? I mean, they just are in their normal occupied, unoccupied mode. And so this is uncharted territory. And we recognize the need to help our clients create a safe and healthy environment for all of their employees. And so we put this plan together. There's obviously a number of considerations when restarting HVAC and plumbing systems as well, to make sure that they don't harm occupants and do as much as they can to actually keep occupants safe. So, the HVAC systems obviously play a key role in lowering the risk of infectious disease. Obviously, pollution is the solution to pollution, as we've all heard since grade school. One area that a lot of our building owners and facility managers don't think about is the water system.
Sure.
And if it hasn't been flowing for quite some time, there are risks in both the domestic plumbing systems as well as cooling tower systems either from a Legionella perspective on the water side, among others. So, yeah. A lot of interesting things to consider.
Can you dig a little deeper and describe some of the exact services that you guys will be offering during these visits?
For sure. So it usually starts with an initial phone conversation just to understand if an owner needs an in-person assessment, or at least a more in-depth assessment, via web chat or whatever. And then we can line somebody up to actually review those systems more in-depth, and we've got a number of things that we would be checking on. After that assessment, we typically develop an action plan that gets after the individual building needs for safely reopening. And then we kind of work with the customer to see if we can help them with that, if they're best suited to do it on their own. But yeah, that's kind of the general overview.
And of course, this service relies on the guidance of ASHRAE. What other standards or codes does McKinstry reference when you're on these visits?
Yeah, great question. So there's CDC guidelines that really get into water systems and Legionella concerns, as well as just mold concerns from, we don't necessarily have to worry too much about that in the Northwest where I hail from, but in a lot of other locations, if you've had a building that's unconditioned, and just having an expert take a look at that as well. So CDC covers mold and Legionella. REVA, which is the Federation of European Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning Associations, has a lot of really good plumbing and HVAC guidelines. ASHRAE, like you mentioned, the WHO actually has some interesting guidelines as well in terms of returning to work, in terms of how to work with your employees on travel requirements, and what you should do if you're having on-site meetings, and how to set up contact tracing. So I really feel like a lot of national and international organizations have been pulling together to try and get a lot of great documentation to help customers and building owners get to a point where they feel safe about reopening their facilities.
Great. McKinstry is blessed with licensed technicians, plumbers, and electricians. It's a big firm. This allows you to deliver comprehensive MEP services. Talk about how the breadth of your firm allows you to deliver such a service.
For sure. So over the last 60 years, we've developed a platform that allows us to provide not only mechanical, electrical, plumbing, piping services, but those services at all stages of a building life cycle. So I mentioned earlier, we're a design, build, operate, maintain organization, and having that lens across all of the disciplines, whether it be construction, engineering, maintenance, and service, or building energy efficiency, we're definitely able to provide a unique insight into how to optimally operate your building systems.
What are some of the typical outcomes or recommendations that a building owner may hear when you guys are in their buildings?
Oh, it totally varies on the owner and the type of systems that they've got. Some of the things we are looking at are, on the HVAC side at least, are, current filtration methodologies, current systems that deliver outside air, the amount of outside air and air change rates, how facilities are zoned. And then maybe taking a deeper dive at, typical highly populated areas like, restaurants, cafeterias, gymnasiums, if it's a school environment, where you might want to pay a little bit more attention to individual items. Also, whether a system operates 24/7 or not, which we would recommend that they do, and making sure that you don't close your outside air dampers at night. So on the HVAC side, those are the types of things, filtration, airflow. And then on the water side, flushing systems and developing a water management plan are two things that typically come out of helping a customer through this process.
Gotcha. Michael, is this a regional service or is it available nationwide?
The assessment and the action plan development is available in all our locations. So we're not in every state across the country, but we are in a lot of states across the country.
Gotcha. So in reopening, let's assume a building owner or facility manager opts to skip a service such as this. What type of dangers exist when they decide to go down that path?
Yeah, that one is such a hard question to answer, because every building, as you would imagine, is unique in terms of the systems it's got, on-site, engineering and operations staff to be able to carry out some of these things and maintain them. And so we really operate on the side of an abundance of caution and recommend exploring all the options. options to ensure the health and safety of building occupants is met.
Sure, facility managers are certainly looking for this kind of guidance, so this is an exciting service. While we have you on the line, is there anything else that you want to mention?
Yeah, I think, we talked a lot about HVAC and plumbing, piping systems, essentially, our services. But, one other thing that I think is critically important, and we're finding it as well in our own facilities, as you start to plan to bring people back to the office in a very safe manner, and obviously you're probably not going to be at full capacity, using some type of dashboard to help your customers and the occupants of those buildings understand what we're expecting of them and how they can play such an important role. And so a lot of buildings that we work in, have some type of energy or water dashboard, because that has been such a hot topic and continues to be even through this pandemic. But pivoting some of those dashboards to talk about safety and how you can, what your responsibility as an individual employee is another thing that should be heavily considered.
Great. Michael, if listeners are interested in connecting with you or McKinstry, where should they turn?
Absolutely. So you can go to McKinstry.com and search for Return with Confidence. You can also email us at together@McKinstry.com, or we've got a hotline to call as well, which is 855-936-2554, and any one of those three options, we should be able to get you in touch with someone who can help support you.
Awesome. Well, we thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today, and we look forward to chatting with you again soon, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Well, that wraps up our interview with Michael Frank. And as he noted, for more information on McKinstry's Return with Confidence service, visit www.mckinstry.com. That's McKinstry.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on iTunes and most other popular podcast apps. Be sure to bookmark us on your favorite app so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a Swift Kick. We'll see you next time.